Sunday, August 27th. I stayed home for the day. President called at 11 this morning to go over some general schedule items. I had to hold off on the press reception until Labor Day evening rather than doing it right after the press conference on Tuesday. He wants to have Conley out for a talk in the afternoon on Friday or Saturday, and then we'll have dinner Saturday evening, or else he'll have dinner with Conley and Mrs. Conley. He got into quite a little on scheduling, the point of the Eisenhower theory that once you start, you should go all out, the momentum theory, and he wonders if we should be doing that now since we have started, or should we hold off and still do that in the last few weeks. He feels there is some dramatics involved in getting out now. It would take some of the foam off, or getting out later, and that we'd take some of the foam out of that by going out earlier. He's thinking a little bit now in terms of not doing as much campaigning in the short term as he had originally thought he wanted to do. He thinks he should have a big public reception in Atlanta and maybe one in Boston or Providence, and that about once a week we should do a one-day stand, then go all out at the end, not to change votes but to build enthusiasm. We should do no events without good evidence of public support. We should think in terms of winning states, not national results. We should get a lot of events stockpiled for the president to look at that are not too way out or patently oddball. We should avoid the dog and pony shows of Ehrlichman's. We should figure what we want to do, what states to hit, where we have pluses like North Carolina, South Dakota, and so on. He'd like to take a look at these things to plan in advance but keep it closely held and keep the opposition off balance. He thinks we can feel good about this week, especially considering how bad it could have been, especially with we've forced them to play to their youth, which will turn our types off and makes a serious problem for the opposition. On McGovern attack, he wanted to be sure that Kleindienst put out the violations of the Spending Act on their side, that we have to get some stuff out on the McGovern fundraising. Ehrlichman's got to follow up on O'Brien, where that money went, and so forth. We need someone at Treasury who will talk politically and take the attack on all this. Conley was on one of the TV shows today and did a darn good job with some good cracks at McGovern. VP also was on and did a very calm, reasoned thing, especially good on the media, and that both of those came out very well. This evening was the celebrity reception at the residence, which went very well. They had an extremely good turnout of the top stars and a fascinating combination of Jack Benny, Frank Sinatra, Jimmy Durante, John Wayne, etc., plus a lot of the young ones. He was very pleased with it, and I think it was worthwhile. End of August 27th.